This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 166 for Tuesday, November 29th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures canola market rallied on Tuesday, making gains in the double digits on the strength of numerous factors, including funds being put back into the long side of the market. While Chicago soy oil was mixed, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both higher. Crude oil gained as much as $1 per barrel, as OPEC plans to meet on the weekend to discuss possible production cuts. The Canadian dollar also brought support to canola prices by losing 7/10 of a U.S. cent from Monday's close. The January canola contract was up $18.30 per ton at $836.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all struggling to find direction, trading mostly range-bound. Pre-report estimates from Statistics Canada's principal field crop production report, which will be released on Friday, put Canadian corn production between 14.3 and 15.1 million tons. The United States is planning on taking legal action against Mexico for the latter's decision to ban genetically modified corn imports by 2024, which the U.S. claims is in violation of the USMCA. The USDA is estimating Brazil's corn crop at 126 million tons and exports near 47 million. The December corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.66. The soybean market received support from dry conditions in growing areas in Brazil and Argentina. On Monday, the Argentinian government enacted a new soybean exchange rate, which will run until December 31st in an effort to boost export sales. The agricultural firm Ag Rural has projected Brazil's crop at 150.5 million tons. The January soybean contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.60. Analysts are averaging an estimate of Canadian wheat production at 34.8 million tons for Friday's crop production report, 100,000 tons more than the last one. However, the spring wheat production is expected to decrease by 200,000 tons to 5.9 million. While the USDA has delayed its winter wheat conditions report until later today, analysts expected a 1 percentage point increase to 33% good to excellent. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.58. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.01. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.49. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 29th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.